This is Vatican Radio. A winter storm is magnifying the misery for tens of thousands of Syrians fleeing the country's civil war, with displaced residents exposed to freezing temperatures. Nathan Morley reports.
The UN Refugee Agency says that despite the winter preparations conducted in recent months, many refugees are facing particularly cold and damp conditions. Adrian Edwards is the agency's spokesman.
Many of those arriving have been barefoot, with clothing soaked. People are covered in mud and snow. Refugees report discarding belongings to carry children through flooded countryside in Syria to reach Jordan.
UNICEF says that people fleeing the violence in Syria are still arriving in neighbouring states in droves. Marik Simokadu is the spokesman for UNICEF.
In Jordan, UNICEF work overnight to keep vital services running while distributing warm clothing, sleeping mattresses and heaters to families. In Lebanon, we will get supplies to the settlements as soon as the roads clear. In Iraq and across the region, in Syria, we're working to protect children from sickness by making sure they have safe water, proper winter gear, that they're vaccinated and that they stay clean.
As operations to help refugees increase, UNICEF say that funding is becoming a major concern.
So far for the 2013 appeal, we have a $197 million appeal for 2013 for Syria and the subregion. We've received less than 13% so far. That's a huge constraint to the work that we're trying to do there.
According to UNHCR, the total number of registered refugees and individuals awaiting registration now stands at 612,847. That data was recorded on the 10th of January. For Vatican Radio, this is Nathan Morley reporting.